Democrats blame Republicans for Joe Biden's failures. By Wendell Hasebo on May 2, 2022. The Democrat National Committee, DNC, on Monday blamed Republicans for President Biden's chaotic presidency. Fraught with massive inflation, soaring crime, and an invasion on the southern border, the DNC has displaced blame from the president onto the GOP, accusing them of standing in the way of progress. While President Biden and Democrats work to lower costs and continue the historic economic recovery made possible by the American Rescue Plan, Republicans have done everything they can to try to stand in the way. Jamie Harrison, chairman of the Democrat National Committee, told the New York Times. In December, inflation reached a 40-year high after Biden's two massive spending packages in 2021. In March of 2022, over 221,300 illegal migrants were encountered illegally crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. That number represents a new high for the Biden administration and the worst month since the Department of Homeland Security was founded in 2002, according to the Republican National Committee's research team. Throughout 2021 and 2022, crime has become rampant under far-left defund police policies. Republicans have refuted the DNC's blame and have opposed Biden's policies that have produced Biden's challenges. Zach Rodet, a midterm Republican strategist, told The Washington Post that simply blaming Republicans for Biden's failures will likely fail in the midterm elections. "Today it's looking pretty dire for the president," Rodet said. "These Democrats are going to have to establish independent brands and convince voters of them. Without that, they don't have a chance." Displacing blame onto Republicans seems to be a consistent Democrat strategy. President Biden has blamed Republicans for his numerous crises. "I mean this sincerely, name me something the National Republican Party is for," the Associated Press reported. "It's not my fault, blame the Republicans," Biden has said in relation to soaring gas prices and 40-year high inflation. Despite Biden's displacement of blame, his top pollster John Anzalone reportedly warned the president on multiple occasions last year that his failed management of key issues was sure to tank his approval rating. 1 year later, Biden's approval rating reached 33%. Biden's approval rating among independents and Hispanics is also in a precarious situation. The Democrats' midterm strategy of blaming Republicans for Biden's America has not comforted high-information Democrat voters. Leading DNC pollster Celinda Lake on Tuesday discovered Democrats are feeling very negative about the nation's outlook. "The voters' negative view of Biden's management is sure to impact congressional races throughout the nation. Polling bears this out. On a generic ballot, Republicans are dominating Democrats." Words that Democrat voters used to express themselves after 16 months of Biden's presidency were frustrated, disbelief, aggravated, discouraged, unsure, worrying, resigned, and frightened, Lake told Politico Playbook. Radical Ohio State Democrat and former Bernie bro Nina Turner told The Times that Democrat voters have sympathy for Biden, but blaming Republicans is not a fighting spirit. "People can forgive you, even if you can't get something done," Turner said. "What they don't like is when you're not fighting. And we need to see more of a fighting spirit among the Democratic Party." Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and get her at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.